It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Governor Wolf has proposed a 5% natural gas extraction tax that would be based on both the value and volume of gas extraction from natural gas wells. For its part, the natural gas industry has fought hard against such a tax in Pennsylvania, saying it will discourage continued investment. But is this myth or fact? I'm joined in studio now by Reed Frazier, reporter for the Allegheny Front. Reed Frazier, good day.
Hi, Paul.
So what about the idea that the folks that are opposed to this extraction tax are saying that it will discourage continued investment? A lot of people feel that the fracking industry, for whatever ills it may have, it has been a boon to the economy here.
Yeah, I mean, it's you can certainly debate the size of the economic boost, but it's in areas where there's drilling that's been going on. There's visible economic activity that wouldn't be happening without fracking. So the argument is that, but from the drilling industry, is that the state already has high corporate income tax, which it does, and that the industry is pulling its way in. It's paying its fair share in other ways besides a severance tax. The thing about a severance tax that's different than what we have now, which is an impact fee, is let's say that the gas industry gets really good at producing more gas per well, which has actually been what's occurred, but the state's income from that gas stays flat. If you can double your production on a well, the state's cut basically remains the same. But as more gas comes out of the state, then accordingly, the state gets more income out of that. So the income tax, or excuse me, the severance tax that Governor Wolf has proposed is for 5% with a 4.7 cent fee on per 1,000 cubic feet of gas, and that's roughly equivalent to what West Virginia has now. The state's where the state ranks in terms of other states in terms of that produce oil and gas, it's among the lowest in terms of its effective rate on taxing the gas industry. And what I mean by that is compared to other states like Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana that have big gas industries, the state takes in about a little under 2% of income from that gas, whereas other states like West Virginia, they take home around 6%.
And nearly all energy-producing states have some form of severance tax, right?
Except for Pennsylvania, yes.
Right. We would be joining them, obviously. But this particular proposal, the governor says it's to raise money primarily for education, but that's where a lot of the revenue would go. But he's also saying that a portion of it would go to environmental oversight of the industry and investment in alternative energy development. Is this something that he's doing, kind of throwing a bone to to keep the fractivists happy?
Well, that's an interesting question. The environmental groups have been a little bit silent on where they come out on this proposal. Some of the environmental groups are waiting to see more details, to see specifics. There are certain environmental cleanup initiatives they would like to see state programs to clean up, for instance, runoff from agriculture, which is a big problem in the Chesapeake Bay area, abandoned mine cleanup, that's a $5 billion problem in Pennsylvania that's essentially not funded. They would like to see more funds go to that and they're waiting for specifics.
The idea of a severance tax has been around at least since Governor Rendell. What are Governor Wolf's chances of getting this through?
That's another good question. The Republicans that control the legislature, they've signaled that they want a couple things from Governor Wolf. They want reform of the state's public pension system for school teachers and public employees. They want liquor privatization. So there could be some horse trading in Harrisburg that goes on to get this deal done.
Talking with Allegheny Front reporter and producer Reed Frazier, you have a story coming up about drilling near schools. How close are these wells getting to schools?
Well, in some cases, quite close, under 1,000 feet. In some cases, they're just right across the road from a school, and these are not cities like city streets. These are country roads. So you'll have a school on one side of the road and a farm on the other side, and there will be a well right there. And some parents are in some of these suburban school districts near Pittsburgh are getting upset. They're worried that these wells could pose health risks to their kids and perhaps, you know, explosion risks and risks of having to evacuate the school.
Why is it happening?
Well, there's a lot of drilling going on in Pennsylvania in some of these areas. Also, the state's setback for oil and gas wells from schools is no different than any other building. It's 500 feet. So by law, you could put a well 501 feet from a school and be totally within your rights. And another thing that's going on is schools are also leasing their gas rights in some cases to the energy companies. And so they're gaining some revenue from all this drilling. But the trade-off, for some, as some might see it, is that there's a well fairly close to your school.
And the reaction of parents, not particularly good.
Yeah, I mean, in some cases, we're seeing in Mars area school district north of Pittsburgh in Butler County, there's been a big backlash from the parents, from some of the parents in the district, against the well. And actually, the school board voted against leasing land to a drilling company because of this. There's, in that particular school district, there's a fight over a well that's not leased, that's not on property owned by the school. It's owned by a neighbor. And this has been going on and on for months, and it's likely to head to court sometime soon.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is there anything that might happen to change this?
Yeah, well, as I said before, the setback for schools is no different than a regular building. It's 500 feet. There's some talk that there could be, you know, as Governor Wolf assumes office in these first few months, he's looking over the oil and gas regulations. And there could be some rule changes to basically extend that setback for schools, hospitals, and other, quote, vulnerable populations. You know, the oil and gas industry will counter and say that this is safe, that DEP has found, you know, no health, you know, no air quality impacts that would signal, you know, some kind of concern in a Washington County School District where there was a well not far away. The district did some air sampling while fracking was going on. They found no serious levels that would indicate a health threat. So there is, you know, this is an emerging debate. It's been one we've been having a lot of in the region. And it's just now that it's getting closer to schools, parents are getting involved.
Allegheny Front reporter Reed Frazier joining us with the latest on fracking activity in the state of Pennsylvania. Reed, great thanks.
Thanks, Paul.
Coming up, we have Elaine LaBaume, our travel contributor, with some Valentine's Day weekend ideas. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.